Boy, the theatrics were on full display last night. We really are living in a movie. These people really are demonic. And yes, the world really is a stage. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, did you watch Joe Biden's State of the Union? I mean, of course, naturally, we don't blame you if you didn't. Our politics has gotten extremely fake and gay. And a State of the Union address is one of the fakest and gayest parts of it. It's almost like a parody of a real speech. Everything is stage managed. The illegitimate president marches out all of these guests for photo ops based on whatever his advisors tell him will poll well, whatever might play well with the fake lying criminal press. The fake president can't even talk for more than 30 seconds without a standing ovation. He's like Stalin giving a speech to a meeting of the Soviet Politburo. It's disgusting. And of course, it's all fake, just like Stalin's speeches. Stalin would boast about eliminating non-existent traitors and hitting made-up industrial targets. Biden brags about fixing inflation and the deficit when nothing of the sort has ever happened. None of the topics that this angry old pants crapper mentioned in his speech are what actual Americans are worrying about at their dinner tables. Did you notice that? Yeah, I mean, if you're an ordinary middle-class American with school-age children, one of the biggest things that you have to worry about is that some mentally ill teacher will try to convince your child that they're trans or non-binary and then convince them to mutilate themselves. Hell, in a state like California, the teachers can actually do all of this literally, intentionally, while keeping you in the dark. Biden had nothing to say about that terror felt by millions of Americans except that we should raise the pay of public school teachers. The teachers who have turned into insane woke propagandists by the tens of thousands. Millions of other Americans have lost their jobs to vaccine mandates, or worse, submitted to the bioweapon shots and are now terrified for their health. Maybe they've already lost a baby to an unwanted spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage. Maybe they're already suffering from myocarditis or Guillain-Barré syndrome or a stroke or a heart attack. And now they're worried about when the next one will hit, causing them to be another died suddenly statistic. Biden didn't have anything to say about that. Oh, except that we need to develop more vaccines. Millions of Americans live in far more fear now than ever before because of the post-George Floyd explosion in violent crime. Biden brought that up, but he blamed it on COVID. What a joke. Everyone with a brain knows what caused that murder explosion, and it wasn't lockdowns. This is the empire of lies, telling us to ignore what's right in front of our eyes or else. Biden's other big idea on crime: banning assault weapons, a fake category of firearms that doesn't exist. But if he gets his way, we'll get a world where the president gets to have an army, an armed one, protecting him, but you aren't allowed to protect your home or your family, your kids, your freedom, your individual liberty, your business. No, not you. You sit down and shut up. We've had 5 million people invade this country over the southern border during Biden's presidency. Last night, he claimed that he had just about fixed the problem and he just needed one more thing to completely resolve it. He just needs Congress to pass an amnesty bill for the illegals already here. Forget about them. Let them go. It was a fake speech on fake issues by a fundamentally fake president. Sure, I mean, Biden might get his robot at Disney World in the Hall of Presidents or whatever the hell it's called when this is all done, but so what? He's clearly feeble and evil and clearly not in control of what's going on. Supposedly, he told the military to shoot down that Chinese fake balloon and they told him, we'll get to that in a few days. What? The military solely answers to the commander-in-chief. Is he not the commander-in-chief or what? But it's not just the Democrats who make this fake, of course. Right now, we're getting tweets about how based Kevin McCarthy was because he sat there looking bored. Wow, how incredible. How brave and bold. Is your life any different because Kevin McCarthy sat on his ass for a boring speech, looking as excited as a kid at the dentist? Of course not. The Fox News cabal just fawned, drooled over Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You should have seen Sean Hannity just coming out to give that GOP response. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who cares? I mean, we could go on. People babbled about Kyrsten Sinema's outfit looking like Big Bird. Oh, wow, J.D. Vance looked kind of annoyed. Ooh, ooh, Joe Biden kissed Mr. Kamala Harris on the lips and it looked gross. Oh, my gosh. Who gives a damn? Let's be serious with ourselves. What's more entertaining, that speech or a preseason WNBA game? What matters more for your life, that speech or the next upcoming drag story hour at your local library or school? These absolute demons parade themselves in front of a national TV audience almost as a direct mirror image of Sunday night's Grammy Award show. It's the devil worship ceremony, all dressed up in suits and ties and Hunger Games costumes for audiences that consider themselves more intellectual. Cute little abortion lapel pins celebrating the child sacrifice Hollywood openly pantomimed for us on stage just two nights prior. The Congressional Black Caucus, along with the commie Democrats, pushing the myth of black killings at the hands of police, crying about black lives, all while advocating the extermination of black babies in their mother's wombs. And if you noticed, many of the commie Democrats were wearing crayon lapel pins. It's key not to overlook the symbolism. Same folks who gave us Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and Ben Shapiro want us to believe that we need to spend more of our money to hand our precious children over to the demonic groomer cult that our public school and daycare programs have turned into. Speeches like this, from both sides, are exactly why January Sixers ended up inside that Capitol building. They were fed up with meaningless political theater, and they were fed up with the empire of lies. They wanted what people in so many other countries are allowed to take for granted, an elite that actually puts the country and its people first. That's what America used to have. Now we have bloodsuckers putting on a puppet show of government for the rubes while plundering whatever wealth is still left in this dying country. The January 6th protesters, now held as prisoners of war, just wanted that plunder to stop. And instead, it's continuing and escalating every day. And they think that circuses like last night are enough to distract us. It's our job to prove them wrong.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp, and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Protect yourself from the central banking cabal. Protect yourself from the uniparty globalist elite. Protect yourself from the corporate government crime syndicate. Protect everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Protect it from the criminal taxation that Payman Motahedra just spoke about. Protect it from the forever wars in Ukraine, hyperinflation, full-blown recession. Protect it with gold and silver. Call GoldCo right now, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stu Peters. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Stand by. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So abortion is obviously the devil's work, no matter who's doing it. But now in New Mexico, some literal Satanists, are planning to get in on this gruesome business. The Satanic Temple is working to open up a telehealth abortion clinic in New Mexico. The group is doing this so that they can claim that their abortions are satanic rituals and by extension are protected by the First Amendment as free expression. Telehealth abortions. You heard me correctly. The Satanic Temple boasts that it will offer 24/7 virtual appointments around the clock, no matter how high you are or drunk you are, no problem. You can call your doctor, your killer, the murderer, and get an abortion. And all of this is a bid to circumvent state and local restrictions on abortion access. Of course, none of this is the actual freedom of religion. No, it's demonic activity that doesn't warrant an ounce of our respect. In fact, what it does deserve is prison time. Or better yet, murder charges. Trials and executions for the guilty. Put these demons down like the sick animals that they are. Susan Swift is vice president of legal affairs at the Right to Life League. Before starting her work for the pro-life movement, Susan was a litigation attorney for a major international law firm in Los Angeles. But as a mother of seven children herself, she decided to recommit her life to championing the unborn. And Susan joins us now. Susan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's a real honor to be on your show, Stu. Thank you so much.
Literal Satanists are opening up a telehealth hotline so that you can circumvent the walls that restrict killing babies, and they're going to do it anyways, 24/7, around the clock. Am I right? Is this real?
This is absolutely real. They're actually, this is the Satanic Temple. They've opened up a new clinic in New Mexico, and they're calling it a temple. And they're also saying that abortion is part of their religion. You see, they're trying to elevate murder. Well, look, this is what Satanists do. We always know that abortion is the unholy sacrament of the devil. We've known that. Now we have literal proof because the Satanic Temple is demanding that a court recognize its right to kill an unborn baby as part of its part of its ritual. There's a lawsuit that's been going through the court system since I think 2020, and the attorney who is the lead attorney for the Satanic Temple, his name is Matt Kezhaya. He's actually out of Arizona, so he is proceeding pro hac vice in Houston, and he's just been smacked down by the court there and told he has to start obeying the civil rules of procedure, federal rule 11, and if he doesn't conform himself, he might be admonished and he might be removed off the case completely. That's how this guy is. This guy's a bit unhinged. He's not following the rules. He's kind of a cowboy litigator. But you got to remember, if you go to their website, the satanictemple.org or .com, you'll see this is all a fundraising gig. all of this. They've been trying to sue in various different locations in different courts to make sure that they can claim a religious right. They're trying to invoke the First Amendment in order to kill babies. That's what they're trying to do. And on their website, it sounds like this case is going forward, when it's a fundraising stunt. That's what they're doing. Their latest stunt now is to open up an abortion clinic in New Mexico, and that's where they're going to kill babies as part of their abortion ritual, is that their unholy demonic church. That's what they're doing. And it's all for fundraising.
When the Supreme Court made their ruling on Roe, this program immediately said, no, stop. We cannot celebrate the victory of a war here. Yes, this is some sort of a battle win, possibly. But what's happened here is we've now created 50 separate war zones, 50 different battles in each state where people are going to try to circumvent and get around this. Now, what has New Mexico specifically done with abortion there in the wake of the Roe ruling by the Supreme Court?
Well, what you're looking at, you're absolutely right, Stu. What the Supreme Court has done is throw the issue back to the states, which they kind of punted. In my opinion, and you know, nobody asked me, but I look at the U.S. Declaration of Independence and I notice that our rights come from God, not government, and that our Declaration of Independence says that our Creator has endowed each of us with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That informs our Constitution, and that first right, the right to life, precedes liberty. You can't have freedom if you're dead, and you can't pursue happiness if you are dead. So that right to life is the foundation of our Constitution, as explained in the Declaration of Independence. I'm not sure why our justices didn't go so far as to look to that authority, but they didn't. What they did is they said, okay, it's not a federal issue. Let's put it back to the states. So you're absolutely right. We now have 50 different battle zones. That's actually a good thing, because we're now back at the point of where Roe versus Wade was in, you know, 1973. We are at least now we have a battlefield, and now the pro-life army, and what a time to be alive, right? God has placed every one of us. We're already on the battlefield. We're already here. We can start making a difference grassroots in our local areas. And what's happening, you'll see in New Mexico, they have certain laws that are allowing these abortion clinics. But in Florida, and in places like Texas, their restrictions are much more severe. Florida has already come out and warned all of these pharmacies like Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid that are trying to now dispense the abortion cocktail. It's the chemical abortion of mifepristone and misoprostol. They just want to give it to women. You get a prescription, telehealth, of course. You don't have to go actually see a doctor. You don't have to get gestational dating to make sure that it's safe for you to get the abortion drug. No, you can just talk to some nurse or someone across like a Zoom link, get a prescription, and then go through Walgreens drive-through and pick up your abortion chemicals. That's what Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid have now been empowered to do, thanks to the HHS. That's Javier Becerra, who's in charge of the FDA. He's an unelected bureaucrat, pro-abort, who Biden has empowered now to try to make an end run around the Supreme Court decision. See, the Supreme Court said, well, states are in charge. The federal government now, through the HHS, is saying, not so fast. We're going to make sure that you can get chemical abortions at your local pharmacy. The good thing is that we do have state laws like Florida, and we have a strong governor there, Governor DeSantis, who has warned all the pharmacies, don't try it. In our state, if you're going to have an abortion, you have to be under the care of a physician. The physician has to do it, an abortionist, and it's strictly regulated. That's what we need in all of the states. And we can do that because we are grassroots. We are pro-life people. We can start insisting that laws like that are put in all 50 states. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the way that we really stop this, we need a personhood amendment to the Constitution to make it ultimately clear to the courts, to the legislatures, to everyone, that our Constitution protects life from the moment of conception and through natural death.
You know, as you're talking, I'm just imagining this. I'm thinking in my mind here. When there's an abortion clinic around in somebody's neighborhood, you know, oftentimes, sporadically, not nearly often enough, there will be protests outside of these abortion clinics. People will be demanding that they are shut down, which they should be. In the name of Jesus, these should all be shut down. This is murder of unborn children, innocent children, God's children, pure people, pure life. That is in its purest form. And it is satanic, which is why the Satanic Temple is doing this, to no surprise. But when you talk about CVS and Walgreens becoming, you have now just, think about that. There is a CVS or a Walgreens on nearly every street corner. They have now all become abortion clinics.
Absolutely. There are about 20,000 across the nation. Walgreens has about 9,000. CVS has about 9,900. And Rite Aid is also getting in on this, and they've got about 2,000. So round figures, you're talking 20,000 little abortion clinics all over the United States. They're chemical abortion clinics. Obviously, they're not surgical, but they're chemical abortion clinics. And what Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel will tell you, they euphemize this. They say it's medication abortion. They don't even call it a chemical drug cocktail, but it is chemical abortion, because medication sounds like healthcare, doesn't it? Right? Just like a vaccine sounds like healthcare. So they're already using kind of Orwellian terminology to refer to the poisoning, the slow starvation of babies in the womb. I'll explain how a chemical abortion works. Mifepristone, which is also known as RU486, that was the drug that came through from France through the Clinton administration in collaboration with the Rockefeller Population Council in 2000. That's how they brought the abortion drug, RU486, into the United States. It's also known as mifepristone. What it does is it interrupts the natural progesterone, which is a hormone that maintains pregnancy and keeps the uterine lining intact, all of that, right? It stops that so that the growing baby starves to death over a couple of days. Then the woman takes a second drug called misoprostol, which induces premature labor, uterine contraction. She goes through horrible labor. And what happens now, she just goes home and she delivers her dead or dying baby into the toilet. That's an abortion. That's a chemical abortion. No doctor is supervising her. Again, this is all telehealth medicine. You get your prescription. You go to, you know, Rite Aid, CVS. You drive through the drive-through, pick up your prescription. Then you go home. You take these drugs and you abort a baby into the toilet. This covers up the numbers of abortions. That's what HHS is pushing, and that's what's going to start happening. It already is happening. We also know that mifepristone and the chemical RU486, it's dangerous for women. We don't have complete data because the HHS, FDA, and states don't all collect data. So, and that's also part of a plan to kind of cover up how many abortions are being done and what the side effects are. We do know from the FDA that there are thousands of side effects, and that at least 28 women have died in association with taking mifepristone. We know that already, but we don't know the full extent. And so it's very easy for the abortion cartel, which is now partnered with Big Pharma, right? Because it's all about the money. They want to say, oh, the risks are very low and very rare. But we don't have all of the data because states like California say it's privacy, it's reproductive privacy and freedom, and we have to protect that. So we don't know how many chemical abortions are actually going on. We do know from the Guttmacher Institute in 2020, they have stats that say 54% of all abortions in the United States are chemical abortions. That's the majority. And that was in 2020. It might be higher now. And that is why the HHS is pushing for getting these drugs, this chemical abortion, to all of the states into, you know, the pharmacies. That's what they're doing. They've lowered the risk evaluation mitigation strategies, so-called REMS. That's the balancing technique where the FDA decides, well, what are the risks and do they outweigh the benefits? Should we allow this drug?
Yeah, well, we were told that these bioweapon injections were safe and effective also. That means nothing to me. The FDA is completely gone. It's rogue. The CDC is a criminal operation, the NIH, Tony Fauci, all of them should be indicted and tried. Are there any fake politicians in this uniparty? I mean, I haven't heard any of this. Until we decided to cover this story, I had no idea that any of this was going on. 20,000 new little mini abortion clinics, women literally murdering their babies and discarding them in the toilet and flushing them down. You know, the satanic temple here in New Mexico, calling these things satanic rituals so they can sacrifice these babies to Moloch right there every day, all day, 24 hours a day. In their satanic rituals. I had no idea this was going on. Are there any fake politicians or lawmakers that have, you know, taken this up? Is anybody even bringing this to anybody's attention? Is anybody resisting this at all?
I haven't seen much, but I have seen that, you know, Governor DeSantis stepped right up the minute that the FDA dropped the REMS in the very beginning of this year. It was January when they signaled, well, we're going to start allowing the pharmacies to start dispensing this with a prescription. Florida Governor DeSantis immediately sent letters to all of the pharmacies in Florida and said, don't do it, because we have strict laws in Florida that are protecting mothers from being, you know, basically used by the abortion cartel. So Florida Governor DeSantis is stepping up. I'm hoping that there are going to be other. Yeah, look, we have strong laws in Texas and Louisiana. And there are, I think, at least 19 states that are limiting and restricting abortion to very, very, you know, early on. And that's at least a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody talking about this, and that's why
I won't. That's because our government is under a demonic, oppressed, satanic grip, essentially. I got to go here. I'm out of time. My comment on DeSantis is that's great, but DeSantis is really only useful to the extent that he will seize 100% of these bioweapon injections that are also killing our kids, and that he will prosecute and hold to account anybody who was responsible for helping or assisting to deploy that bioweapon in the state of Florida. His rhetoric is great. Latipo is getting there. They need to take it all the way, and nobody is useful unless they're going to do that. You have been very informative. You're an awesome guest. I would love to bring you back. I didn't know any of this stuff. Is there a place where our viewing audience can find you to a larger extent?
Sure. We are redesigning our website right now, so it's down today. That is righttolifeleague.org, righttolifeleague.org. By the way, the Right to Life League is America's first pro-life organization. We were founded in 1967, years before Roe versus Wade. We focus in California to educate on the truth of abortion and to advocate against pro-abortion laws. And the most important thing that we do is we make sure that the pro-life clinic centers and maternity homes in California have the resources and tools and HR and employment tips and training that they need to keep their doors open, because they are boots on the ground. No one else does what we do at the Right to Life League. But since our website's a little bit down, you can at least find us on Rumble at Right to Life League. So please check us out. And we should have our website up in a few days. Thank you.
California, tough battleground. And thank you for being there on the front lines. We'll stand with you anytime. Susan Swift, God bless you for all of your efforts.
God bless America, and God bless you, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com.
Let's talk brain supplements, the on switch, the light switch for your brain. No more several cups of coffee needed. You don't have to sit there and tap that snooze button or beat your alarm clock to death every morning. You're not going to feel like you need to have any extra time to wake up your brain and be ready for the world. You're going to defeat, you're going to crush any distractions that stand in your way. You're going to be more focused, more driven, more alert, more creative. You're going to be a better business owner, a better entrepreneur. I mean, you're going to be the best you at your cognitive peak performance every single day with these nootropics brain supplements, 100% safe, totally legal, and non-addictive. And you can find them at nootopia.com/stew. I hope you'll go there and check them out. They have made me much better. And they will you, I am convinced. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Well, I hope that nobody who watches this program was watching the Grammy Awards on Sunday night. But even if you weren't, you might have heard about the satanic performance that was put on. Sam Smith, who identifies as some kind of a non-binary monstrosity, dressed up as Satan and had dancers worship him. It was a really nice reminder that the satanic threat is real and ever-present, and that it's always looking for ways to hurt and abuse and corrupt our children. It's been a little while since we've talked about child protective services on this show. That's not because we've forgotten about it or because we've moved on. There's just a lot of evil in the world and only so much time for us to cover it. But today we want to remedy that by interviewing another victim of hideous CPS abuse. Rachel Templeton legally adopted her cousin's baby before that baby was born. Everything was finalized and ready to go right up until the moment that baby Lily was actually born. Within hours, Rachel says, CPS swooped in and kidnapped Lily. CPS declared the private adoption agreement null and void, and they instead want to have Lily adopted by unrelated strangers. God knows who. Now, the Templetons believe that CPS is doing this only so they can get access to the thousands of dollars in Title IV federal funds as compensation for adopting a child. So that was a year ago, and Rachel's family is still battling in court right now to get baby Lily out of the government's hands and into the arms of a loving family that deserves to have her. Disgusting. Rachel Templeton joins us now live from her home. Rachel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Hi, thank you for having me, Stu.
So you're in court battling this still a year later. What could be the reason, what is the justification that CPS has used to justify this legal kidnapping enforced under the threat of the law?
They've never really given a real justification. Okay, let me put it this way. No legal justification for it. Now, Denise Rosen, that is the attorney for CPS, has several times have mentioned to me and to others that this all is around federal funding. It's about 4E funding for the Foster Cares Act. So whenever they adopt a child to a non-relative, they get a certain amount of money per child. And every year, and you can go through the charts, every year the adoption numbers go up. And the reason why that is because they're trying to beat their previous year, because every time their amount that they get paid doubles on each child. So if they adopt Lily to, say, the foster parent, they will get their stipends and their federal funding. Versus if they adopt to me, they won't get anything because I'm a relative and I don't require their help, you know? So that's...
Yeah, of course not. This is child trafficking. This is a for-profit exchange is what's happening here. We've already gone over the menu items. Sick, depraved, you know, transgender, homosexual, vile individuals can actually page through a book almost like a menu. Oh, this one's got ginger hair. Oh, this one's blonde just like you. Oh, this one's... And they can select these children to later be groomed and even trafficked. But the original offense by CPS here is the definition of trafficking. For profit, they are removing a child from its family and then selling it. This is disgusting. It's a gross violation. These people need to be held accountable. They need to be tried and indicted, and if found guilty, they should be fried as well. CPS needs a complete rethink. This thing should be torn down, completely defunded, and its agents should be immediately arrested and perp walked and be held for trial in worse conditions than, of course, what the J6 protesters have been subjected to. If this is too personal, just tell me. But I want to ask you straight away, what was it that led your cousin to want to have you to adopt Lily in the first place?
Jerrica tried to do it on her own when she was pregnant in the beginning. She got into a really good program. She was a single mother. She didn't have anywhere to go. You know, she tried. And the program that she was in is called, I can't think of what it's called right now. It's a program in Idaho that helps single mothers that may or may not have an addiction problem. They keep them from being on drugs. They find them housing, make sure they go to their doctor's appointments. Well, right in the middle of her pregnancy, they decided to kick her out for no reason. She wasn't on drugs. She was doing good. And their reason was that they didn't have room and that she needed to contact CPS. That was their reason. And obviously, no one in their right mind is going to do that. So she was lost. She was afraid. And she called me. And she said, Rachel, I've been thinking about this for a while,
and I want you and Trevor to adopt Lily. And I said, Jerrica, that's a really tough decision and it's permanent. Are you sure you want to do that? Well, I told her, take a week off, think about it. And she called me back about a week and a half later. And she said, I still haven't changed my mind. And she told me, and these words will echo in my head for the rest of my life. She told me, Rachel, you and Trevor are everything you have and are everything that I want to be for Lily. She said, you have what I want to give Lily. And I know that if I give you to Lily, then I'm giving her the best life that I know that I can give her.
Now, everybody knows what happens when CPS gets involved, which is why nobody wants to call them. And I'm sure that she didn't mm-hmm. do that. You mentioned that this is in Idaho.
Right.
That raises alarms here. Of course, you know, we exposed the story of baby Cyrus, the pressure that our audience put on, you know, CPS there and officials there and the police there. That was an egregious violation. That was assault. It was attempted murder. They stole this baby. That was kidnapping. Those cops should be prosecuted. Everybody involved with that story should be prosecuted. Baby Cyrus has become basically a hero in the CPS narrative to save other people and other kids from having to go through this exact same thing. So we need that kind of pressure. Now, of course, who do we pressure? Who's responsible for this? Who's behind this? Has CPS even come out to see what your home is like? Have they given any reasons? Have they, do you have any criminal charges, by the way? Are you a criminal?
No, I'm not.
Is Trevor a criminal?
No.
Do you have a history of, you know, molesting children or abusing children? Do you have any malicious punishment of children? Do you have anything violent in your history? Any drug addiction issues? Any problems staying sober? Any DWIs? No. Anything like this? No, of course not. Okay, so has CPS obviously has no justification for this at all whatsoever. Your family, you had a contract with the mother of the child. It's within her rights to decide where her child goes. You are a capable parent. You have other children, right? I mean, I believe I can hear them in the background. You have other children. They're all good to go. They're in school or doing whatever they're supposed to be doing. They're healthy. They haven't been, you know, their lives haven't been endangered by you. None of this has happened?
No, not at all.
And they haven't come out to talk to you? They haven't interviewed you? They haven't looked at your home? They haven't checked out the surroundings, the environment, none of that?
Nope, none of it.
Who's making these decisions, Rachel? Who's making this decision?
Ultimately, it's the Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare is ultimately the culprit in all of this. They could make a decision to stop this, and they're choosing to.
Where is Lily right now?
She's in Idaho in the foster home that she is placed in.
And you have no idea where that is?
No.
And does her mom, does Lily's mom get any updates about where she is?
No. None of us get any updates. I was doing FaceTime with her twice a week ever since she was born. And then 3 months ago, they decided to cut my FaceTime with her. And their reasoning was that they're going in a different direction.
A different direction than what? Exactly.
I guess than family reunification. That they're going to, which they've already decided when baby Lily was born, they had already decided that they wanted baby Lily to be placed and adopted by the foster mom.
Do you have the name of the person who's responsible for this? Is there a judge that we can contact? Or is there an attorney that our show can ask for an interview? We want answers. We want to invite these people onto this program. We want them to tell the world why they're taking this baby away from its family and subjecting it to a likely very abusive, very dark future. Who do we contact? Who do we ask to come on here and justify this?
Well, unfortunately, there is a gag order put in place, but those that are responsible for this is Denise Rosen. She is an attorney in Idaho. She's ultimately one that of many that is responsible. Judge Anna Eckhart is the judge on the case that dismissed everything. And then there's Christopher Schwartz in Idaho. He is the CASA worker who called baby Lily the kid. Yeah. As far as people that can... As I said, there is a gag order, but
No. We want to interview the monsters behind this.
Yes.
We want them to come on here and justify their actions. We want them to tell us why kidnapping a baby and removing this baby from its loving family is more beneficial, and putting it into a likely very abusive, very dark future that in many cases leads to self-mutilation or even suicide, cutting, depression, neurotoxins, pills, abuse, sexual, physical. You know, it leads to taking mostly inappropriate showers with your daughter like Joe Biden did, according to his own daughter's diary. We live in a sick and disgusting, demonically oppressed, unserious country, and that's why this is happening. So Denise Rosen, this attorney, will hear from the Stu Peters Show and from our viewing audience. Judge Anna Eckhart is going to get an invitation to come on this program, although be it if the case is being litigated, she probably can't come on here. And this Christopher Schwartz, who called baby Lily the kid, will also get an invitation to be on the program. We're going to expose the hell out of this. We're going to fight alongside of you. Do you have a give, send, go or anything set up for your legal battle?
Yes, I do. We have a give, send, go / bring baby Lily home. And all of the funds will be going towards Lily's attorney fees. It's pretty high right now, to be completely honest. We've spent over $100,000 fighting to get Lily out of foster care, which the state of Idaho does not care because they have endless
resources. Yeah. And I got to go here, but givesendgo.com/bringlilyhome.
Bring baby Lily home.
Bring baby Lily home. Got it. You keep up your fight. We'll fight right alongside of you. You can expect these people to be invited. I would expect that they will say no, that they won't come on because they know that what they're doing is criminal. It's child trafficking. It's demonic. It's illegal. And these people should face the consequences for that. But at very minimum, they will feel the pressure and they will feel the pain because this audience is very active and they will be all over this. We'll provide contact information for Denise Rosen and for Judge Anna Eckhart and for Christopher Schwartz at StuPeters.com, as well as in the description on the live broadcasts on every one of our platforms. So it's really easy to get a hold of them. I will also share it in all of my social media. Rachel Templeton, thank you for your fight. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Of course. The evil is monstrous. And we need to confront it. We need to storm the gates of hell and expose Satan's minions at every opportunity that we have. All right, so I want to read parts of this email here real quick. I don't have time to get through the whole thing here. But Stu, I watch your show every day. Obviously, we hear many of the endorsements that you do for the products that you advertise on your program. I heard you mention Parkinson's disease the other day. My ears perked up. My husband suffers uncontrollable writhing due to his Parkinson's disease that he has battled for 15 years. Full disclosure here, my grandfather, William Vernon Stewart, here he is right here. William Vernon Stewart, I look at him every day here on the program. He suffered from Parkinson's disease for a very long time, 36 years or so. Anyway, I heard you mention, hold on, where am I now? Heard you mention curable CBD as a possible treatment. That is because when I was researching CBD online, I saw many people that were, you know, bragging about using CBD to treat the symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease. I broke down crying. I cannot believe it. As I'm writing this email, I just want to tell you that you and this product are a complete godsend. She goes on to talk about how effective it is in helping to treat her husband. So love those testimonials. Keep those coming, please. Stu@StuPeters.com. Also, if you want to try CBD, Curable is the company that I use. It's a family-owned business, owned and operated right here in my home state of Minnesota, where all of their hemp is, you know, processed and sourced. It can treat things like, headaches, migraine headaches, allergies, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. People recommend it for kids with ADHD and, of course, now Parkinson's. And there's a first-person testimonial. If you want to try them out, you get 20% off site-wide using promo code STU when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So if you're drinking multiple cups of coffee just to get your day going, nobody talk to me until I've had my cups of coffee. Believe me, I understand that. Been there, done that. But are you consuming caffeine for the right reasons? Well, if you just go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew, there's now a product that won't make you avoid caffeine, but actually uses the caffeine for all of the right reasons. Even weight loss, healthy digestion, energy, all of the things that you seek when you down those cups of coffee that could actually be detrimental to your health. Now caffeine used in a positive way. There's a scientific method all behind it. When you go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew, we hope that you'll check it out. We want you to stay healthy and have all of the energy that you need. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Dr. Ryan Cole has been closely monitoring the effect of the vaccines on cancer and how it manifests inside of the bodies. Dr. Cole's biopsies indicate that the explosion of spike proteins in the body caused by mRNA bioweapon injections are in turn causing an explosion of cancer cells in their wake. Dr. Cole is seeing patients with new, completely unexpected cancers. He's also seen prior patients who were supposed to be in remission whose cancers have spontaneously reappeared and exploded after being injected with a U.S. government-sponsored bioweapon. All of this, by the way, is something the CDC expressly said would not happen. By this point, I think none of us are surprised that the CDC would lie, that agency should be immediately classified a terrorist organization, its actors should be handcuffed and perp-walked by U.S. Marshals, escorted to Gitmo, and held for military tribunals. That's our opinion here. Dr. David Martin is a longtime warrior against the COVID industrial complex. He's long argued that COVID isn't the first artificially created pandemic, but that the SARS virus of 20 years ago was lab-created as well. Dr. Martin is familiar with Dr. Cole's recent work, and he joins us now to discuss it. David, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
I'm delighted to be here, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So what exactly is it that we're looking at with these explosions of cancer? People are completely, obviously, ignorant to this, blaming everything on deaths and cancers other than, you know, that one thing.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating. What we know is that when the injection was rolled out, we were told a couple things that were on their face false. Number one, that according to the CDC, the mRNA would do its business kind of at the site of injection. It would go into your arm. It would sit there for a little bit. It would do its little encoding of the spike protein, and then it would be gone. And the CDC went on to say that the spike protein itself would be gone, that it would disappear. It would clear out of the body. And there's wonderful documents. I've shared some of them with you that actually explicitly say that. The problem is that we knew at that time that that wasn't true. In fact, we had ample evidence since 2016 that the spike protein had the ability to invade a number of tissues. And as recently as a very interesting paper, and I just sent you a reference to this, too, coronavirus spike protein activated natural immune response damages heart muscle cells. There's a wonderful article that was actually released in July 22. Just this past July 25th of 2022, in which the researchers actually show that not only did the spike protein persist in the body, but it also specifically targeted cells that we were told were never going to be targeted. Now, it's important for people to take a little trip down memory lane here, because you'll recall that when the infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus was patented by Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, when that patent was developed and when the patent was filed before the first outbreak of the first SARS back in 2002, we knew that the spike protein and the damage associated with the ACE2 receptor component of the coronavirus was amplified to invade cells. This is not something that we just, oops, figured out. That's what it was designed to do. What we did not know, and what Dr. Cole's work is so critical in pointing out, is that not only is it getting into the cells, even though we were told by the CDC that would never happen, but it's actually activating things in cells. And the reason why I'm bringing up this heart association study is so important, Stu, because what we found out in this study that was published in July of 2022 is that immediately, not over a long period of time, immediately, when heart cells were exposed to the spike protein, they went into what we would call cardiomyopathy. They grew. Now, why would a cell grow? And there's a whole bunch of reasons. The change of the internal chemistry of the cell. There's all kinds of things that are going on with the protein interactions inside of the cell. There are a lot of things that are active. But what we know is that there is a pro-inflammatory response that's happening in the spike protein inside of cells that we were told would never happen. And Dr. Cole is actually courageously going out and saying, listen, the pathology reports do not lie. What we know is that the spike protein as modified, and we have to get into this, I'll get to it in a little bit, but we have to make sure that the spike protein as modified by the injection, This is not an infection problem. This is an injection problem. The injection, in fact, creates something that triggers, well-documented since 2018, activation of abnormal protein functions inside of cells. And what that means to cancer cells is that our natural killer responses that are aligned to make sure that all of the weird cells we have every single day, every one of us has them, that are cells that go a little bit rogue. We have natural immune responses and natural killer cells that go in and clean those things up. But something about the spike protein is disrupting that.
Do we know what it is? I mean, you famously said on this program, this thing is turning people into spike protein bioweapon manufacturing facilities. You famously said that on this program. I think it's got a couple million views. Yeah. People know that. What do we have to worry about here?
Well, so one of the things that's very clear is the pseudouridine, which was added to the injection. That was a technology that was added in to allegedly stabilize the mRNA. What we know is that every trial that has ever been done with pseudouridine has shown that it is pro-inflammation. It is pro-damaging to cardiovascular tissue. It is just a flat-out toxin. Everything about the addition of that particular amino acid has been associated with extreme pathology. There's no question that we have well-documented now evidence that that is damaging inside of the vascular system. It is clearly damaging the myocardial tissue, and that is a well-established fact. And what people have to understand, we have been told to pretend like SARS-CoV-2 infection and the shot are the same. They're not. The mRNA that is encoding the actual shot has a synthetic amino acid that does not exist in nature. So anybody who suggests that we would have been able to look at historical data and say, well, we know coronavirus does this, therefore we would expect X inside of the injections. The fact of the matter is we introduced a synthetic amino acid that has never been part of the human ecosystem. And what we're finding, Stu, is everywhere that thing goes, it flips on switches of pathology. Everywhere it goes.
Cancers
explode. That's the reason why
cancers explode.
Well, cancers explode, but remember that there's a lot of things that explode. Everything that is an abnormal cell division or everything that is a runaway inflammation, those are two things which are effectively, in many cases, using a similar pathway of pathogenesis in the body. Every single place we have seen the lipid nanoparticle go and every single place we've seen pseudouridine go, we have seen carnage. And that is the reason why we have to look at the fact that this is not an infection problem. This is an injection problem.
So you said the virus and the shots aren't the same.
That's correct.
You said that, and that's because the synthetic, it doesn't exist in nature. But this so-called fake respiratory virus that was never really a respiratory virus to begin with, that doesn't exist in nature either.
No, it doesn't. No, but the precision here is something that the CDC, by the way, has been notorious in changing their own published statements. In fact, as I said, the reference I shared with you is a beautiful example of the CDC can't even keep its own language straight for more than a day or two before they have to come back and change it.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is the engineered pathogen, which, as you know, I have always referred to as a bioweapon because it's defined as such under the U.S. code. So that's the reason why I call it that. But that bioweapon has it itself been engineered for this infectious replication defective function. That is, in fact, what UNC Chapel Hill patented. That is, in fact, what gave rise to SARS-1. The injection, however, because mRNA requires this very bizarre stabilization function, because mRNA itself isn't stable. And because it requires stabilization, pseudouridine was added into the injection. So people who get the injection are in fact getting a weapon inside of a weapon, something we know created cardiovascular problems, something that we know was pro-oncogenic, meaning that it stimulates cancers, something that we know is in fact a core problem that was introduced to allegedly stabilize this injection so that we could distribute it around the world and do so rapidly. By 2018, Stu, and this is an important date, every single piece of data saying that this was dangerous and would ultimately kill people, was known and published in peer-reviewed medical journals.
Now, are you talking about the shot here?
I am talking about the shot, but I'm specifically talking about the mRNA shot. I'm talking about Pfizer and Moderna specifically, because they are the ones who are, in fact, right now, distributing and letting into the public space this very dangerous weapon that is being used to harm and kill people right now.
So weapon of biowarfare is being done intentionally, premeditatedly.
There's no question.
It's very important that you say the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA bioweapon product. It's important say that, because you also said 2018.
Correct. And we have to remember.
I don't really know what other evidence is needed. Let me ask you this. To your knowledge, is there a law on the books in any state that allows for an individual or for a company to unleash a weapon of biowarfare?
No. As a matter of fact, every one of all 50 states has laws against doing that. They also have laws against deceptive medical practices, which are the things where you actually say a thing is a thing to mislead the public into believing
that
it is.
So when you have people out here in the public saying that Pfizer or Moderna or anybody has congressional immunity to the damage that their vaccines are causing, that may be true because of the corrupt Congress. However, these are not vaccines, and they are to be held liable and accountable criminally because they intentionally, premeditatedly unleashed a weapon of biowarfare against American citizens. Is that right?
There is no question about that. And there is also no question that when it comes to what we're seeing in the cancer data that Dr. Cole and others are talking about, remember that the reason why Dr. Cole is at the point of the spear in a lot of people's minds is because the state of Washington has been notorious in trying to go after him. But they're doing it to deflect the fact that the state of Washington was one of the first to recite the false statements made by the CDC about the fact that these spike proteins don't go anywhere. This is actually a war being played out. Let's be really clear on the fact. Dr. Ryan Cole is holding one end of a war. The other end of the war is the Washington State Medical Association and Medical Board. And at the battlefield of import is the fact that the Washington as a state was one of the very first to recite the lies and maintain reciting the lies of the CDC that said that this was going to go into your arm, it would be cleared out in a few hours, and then everything would be fine. The fact of the matter is they knew and everyone else knew. And by everyone else, I mean everybody in the scientific community knew that the mRNA injection as designed by Moderna and BioNTech, everyone knew that this was going to be cardiotoxic. And everyone knew it was going to be oncogenic. Everybody knew that. The data was all there, which means any decision to use it was a decision to kill humanity.
Who is the most guilty party? If you were to pick one person and say, we can point unequivocally at this person, there's no reason why this person shouldn't be in custody right now, who would that person be?
Well, there's no question that Anthony Fauci is at the front of the line because he's maintained this criminal conspiracy since 1984. He is the architect of the design of the plan. He did not commission the blueprint, but he is the architect. And when the house falls, the house should fall directly on him.
Yeah. What about Ralph Baric? What about Peter Daszak?
Well, Ralph Baric is kind of like Oppenheimer was to the bomb. I often tell people when people sit there and go, do you think he really knew what he was doing? I can't imagine how Oppenheimer didn't know he was building a bomb. Apparently, he was surprised when he had driven past military police for years on end and was going into secret places that he was doing something for the Department of Defense. I find that incredulous. The fact of the matter is Ralph Baric is the scientific mastermind behind this weapon. And there is no question he is culpable of absolutely all of the guilt associated with it. And we must add remdesivir, which was also his creation, which is actually murdering people in hospitals.
That's right.
For hire, right? Remember, this is a murder for hire scheme, which makes it even more criminal than just plain old murder, because hospitals are participating because they get paid to actually administer the death protocols. So he is without question right in the middle of it. But we have to actually also add to all of this the advertising and marketing firms that have allowed for all of this to continue to persist. And we have to add to this the social media companies that continue to refuse to allow the objective reality. These are documents. These are not my opinions. These are documents. And when it says, and I'm going to quote, our data show that the spike protein causes heart muscle damage. I'm sorry. What is left? What is left for me to infer?
You knew to conclude that when you put a knife in the gut of that jogger 37 times,
right,
that the likely outcome was imminent great bodily harm or death. That makes
correct.
You a first degree murder candidate.
That's
you're
correct.
A killer, you're a murderer. There's no difference here. There is absolutely no difference. Peter Daszak, on the other hand, also, he stood out in front of everybody and said, we need to gin up the fear. We need to attract the attention of the investors. They will respond. Right. We need to make this thing a pandemic. Fauci, yep, masterminded the whole thing. We have a complicit media. Aside from just the advertisers, you know, we have in marketing companies, we have everybody at Fox, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, yep. all the major broadcast cable news networks.
And let's not forget, Fors Marsh, the messaging company, the branding company that has done such a masterful job of making sure that every single message is orchestrated and manipulated for mind control.
Front row
and I'll
tickets
tell you what,
are
going
to go on
Cole
sale soon.
Ryan Cole has done the right thing. He continues to do the right thing, getting this information out. And he and colleagues across Europe, by the way, are actually doing the same thing. We're seeing stains of the spike protein in cancer tissue now all over the world. It is undeniable that it's there. And the fact of the matter is, anybody who pretends that spike protein didn't get into cells and didn't change the metabolic activity of that cell is actually not even looking at their own science.
This should be the most listened to interview of the month, no question, possibly even the year. And I was saying first row tickets are going to go on sale soon. We're speaking of Nuremberg. This is going to be a great event. I'm telling you, this is going to be wonderful, big gathering, lots of guys just hanging around, you know, like recess, I've said, only the only activity allowed on the playground is swinging. And if you own a scaffold company or a rope company, you want to sponsor the event, please contact me directly. Dr. David Martin, a hero, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
it.
Dude,
always great to see you. Thank you so much.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
If you have grown accustomed to using melatonin to fall asleep and to stay asleep, to make sure that you get the rest that you need, not waking up or tossing and turning in the middle of the night, not waking up too early, a lot of people are just like you. They use melatonin, they give it to their kids in the evening time to unwind and to have them fall asleep. I don't know of any real detrimental effects other than the fact that your body builds up a resistance to melatonin. Eventually it works less and less, it becomes less effective. You have to take a whole bunch more of it. Anything in excess is bad. And then ultimately it doesn't work at all. Well, thank God for Bioptimizers because they have Sleep Breakthrough. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. There is a scientific formula behind this. You'll get the rest that you need. You'll fall asleep nicely in the evening time. You won't toss and turn, stay asleep all night. You won't wake up too early. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. The scientific formula is there for you to research on your own, which we always encourage you to do. Of course, go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. There is not one day that goes by where I wake up or spend the day or go to bed at night having any regrets about turning down a multi-million dollar opportunity, an offer, a contract to be on 1,600 radio stations and have instant fame and never have to worry about another thing ever again. Not at all. We trudge along with our independent advertisers. We trudge along with the family-owned businesses, the real patriots, the Jesus-believing Christians, in order to provide a living and an opportunity for dozens of young believers themselves. Creating this network has made me just incredibly humbled. Watching what God's doing is absolutely amazing. The exponential growth, the explosion of this platform is something supernatural, divine, nothing that any man could ever do. That is humbling. And that is a daily reminder of who we serve and why we're here. And anybody that gets in the way of that will find themselves dismissed, departed, out of our way. Anybody whose goals don't align with this fight cannot be a distraction. And those that continue to believe in us are the reason why we're able to explode. This would never have gone anywhere had Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management not said, "I'm with you." He saw what we were doing. He saw my heart. He believed in me. And he got on board. And he's never left. And as a result of that, I get dozens of emails every month thanking me for introducing, making that introduction to Carlos Cortez. So I just ask that you call him. Give him a call, book an appointment with this independent fiduciary, not a financial advisor, an independent fiduciary, meaning that he can build a program around you. You will know what you're invested in. Your investments can align with your values and morals and your faith. If you don't want to invest in Pfizer, guess what? He'll build a portfolio where you're not. And I don't think he's built a portfolio for anyone who is, by the way. He's not dealing with the communists. He's not dealing with demonic, oppressed, sick, satanic individuals. 813-448-3446. That's his phone number. 813-448-3446, or book your appointment online at cortezwm.com. We're out of time for today. We will be back here tomorrow. Same place, same time. Until then, God bless you.